To begin this meditation, I invite you to take your seat, either on the floor or sitting in a chair. And for this meditation, to the extent that it's possible, it is nice to take a seated posture. It's important, if you can, to sit upright, not stiff or rigid, but with your body engaged and sensing the upright nature of your spine, noticing the directness of your spine leading up towards your neck and the top of your head. And as you begin to become present, just noticing the way that you are fully here, the shape of your back, the angle of your arms, the way in which your head is upright and present. I'm taking some breaths in and out. Connecting with your breath as you find your place right here. The beauty of a mountain meditation is that we offer ourselves the gift of picturing ourselves as firmly grounded in this space, even as the world changes around us, and even as we change in our bodies. The modulation of our breath, the shifting of our muscles, and the beating of our heart. And yet, like a mountain, here we are, just right here. In your mind's eye, you can even maybe picture a mountain. It can be a mountain you know and are familiar with, or it can be a fictional mountain. Majestic and rising above the earth, unfailing in its position over the millennia, rising from its roots in the ground up to the sky. There's a stillness to the mountain, even in movement. Just like you. Thoughts come and go. Feelings arise and fade away. Sensations of the body are noticed and allowed to pass. And yet here you are, completely in your fullness, just like the mountain. In your mind's eye, you can begin to explore the beauty of the mountain that you see. Perhaps you notice jagged cliffs or rolling crevices, tall, vibrant trees, small branches of shrubs on trails. Perhaps flowers. The top of the mountain may be barren or lush. There's no judgment of the mountain. It simply is what it is. Just as you are who you are. Full of variation, perfect imperfection, varied and consistent. You may notice your mind wanders, or you become distracted by whatever's in your environment. And that's okay. Just like the mountain, you can return to your place right here. No rushing. There's nowhere else to be. The mountain has no agenda. Each day, the sun rises on the mountain. Perhaps the sky is clear. Or a morning fog gives way to sunlight. and dew on the grass. And the sun warms the mountain, nourishes the plants, animals. And the mountain's only job is to be there, consistent and present with whatever the day brings. And at the end of the day, night comes, the moon rises, and yet another environment comes to the mountain. Quiet, still, time for rest. And you too, in your position as a mountain, can accept the ability to be still and simply notice the change of the day into the night and then again. Noticing your breath as it goes in and out. Recognizing your upright posture. And the way in which you're grounded in this space. Learning from the spirit of the mountain. Just like the mountain, you have seasons in your life. Perhaps right now you're in a moment of spring, newness on the horizon, gifts of living. Joy, birth. And as the sun on a spring day warms the mountainside, you too can feel the gifts of gratitude, warmth, of a spring season. Or maybe you find yourself in a summer. Weathered by the sun, but content, full of wisdom. certainty that comes from a season where growth is at its peak. And just like the mountain, accepting that phase of life as full and welcome and normal. And now, as you see your mountain in your mind's eye, perhaps you notice the shifting colors of fall, golds and reds, browns, yellows, leaves marking the path up the side of the mountain. A different type of change. Perhaps an ending or a closing of a chapter. This too is a normal part of our life. And just like the mountain, we can fully be present even as things change around us. And in winter, snow falls on your mountain. It becomes quiet. The moonlight shining off of icicles like glass. Complete stillness. And just like your mountain in winter, you can rest during this phase. The time for accepting, the opportunity to step away, to renew, to connect inward, a wintering that happens for both you and the mountain. As you sit here in grounded presence, fully aware of all of the life changes and adaptations that will wrap your body or enter your thoughts or feelings or experience, knowing that just like the mountain, you have everything you need. You are strong, centered, grounded, welcoming of change and adaptation. Breathing in the gifts of the mountain. As we close this meditation, connecting with the presence of the mountain in your body, your heart, your mind, so that that spirit can continue to offer you that wisdom, even as you go about the next thing.